The weight of history lifted from this part of America. For more than 100 years, General Robert E. Lee has looked out over Richmond in Virginia. A reminder, this was the heart of the Confederacy, the capital, the centre of the insurrection he led to preserve slavery. Its continued domination of the skyline, a painful reminder.
There's a step in the right direction, that there isn't going to be this kind of idolatry of this symbol of white supremacy and white nationalism. Now it's going to be important to act with that same energy to make decisions in terms of legislation.
It took little time to remove the statue. The crowd that had gathered didn't hide their satisfaction. Other Confederate statues on this avenue have gone, 160 across the country in the last year. Here in Richmond, this was the tallest, the last, the most symbolic. Calls to remove it grew louder last year after the murder of George Floyd and the nationwide racial justice protests that followed. There was a legal fight. The courts ruled it could come down.
This was a long time coming, part of the healing process for Virginia to move forward, to embrace diversity, to be a welcoming state, to be inclusive, and to let people know that our lights are on.
I'm really glad that I can be here and see this moment, because it's been needing to happen.
We were taught this story in school, that this was that this is what we should believe in, and that he was a good man, and this was righteous, and it turns out it was wrong. It was always wrong. And it's taken us this long to have our eyes opened up.
To see this has been like a step moving forward. As someone who is from an immigrant family, it's kind of nice to see this is the America that my family wanted to be part of.
The statue will be put on storage until a final decision is made on what to do with it. The plinth for now remains a reminder that America may have moved, but there are still obstacles in the way of racial justice. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Richmond, Virginia.